ADR.
Tom, KO4HX.
Hey, Patrick. It's beautiful out here, isn't it? I don't know what the temperature is yet. We just pulled out of the garage. Getting cabin fever, so we're going to run down to Aldi's, I think. Then maybe over to Publix. How's your day?
Beautiful day. Had lunch with Gary today and enjoyed that, and trying to finish up my day and make my way up the mountain.
I'm pretty early. Well, how was the old man?
He was good. I mean, he's a striped snake. I mean, you know, what can you expect?
Just going by here. Had to pull over.
There's that Gary out of the weeds there, but he must not be listening.
As that ambulance overrode you.
He's a striped snake.
Striped snake's a grass snake. They ain't very mean. They've been detoothed. That's what it is. At his age, I can believe that.
What are you doing today?
I'm fine.
You're glad you're doing fine, Miss Bernice. I hope Tom is behaving for you.
Be out of character, of course.
Well, I went out and checked my Superloop antenna, and I noticed that the counterweight wasn't going up and down, and with the kind of winds we had, it should have been. I should have checked it yesterday or when the big winds come through. And it had got tangled up a little bit, and I secured that, and it didn't break the nylon cord, so I'm very thankful for that. I worked few stations last night and the day before on the CW side of it, and they had a big contest going, and I just cherry picked a few of them for the fun of it, some in the afternoon because the upper bands are better in the afternoon. So anyways, it was fun, and then immediately when I turned it on last night, usually they have a contest, no matter what it is, sideband, reading, anything. Once the contest is over, the airwaves go blank with that form. And I pulled up QRZ last night, and it was just solid FT8 crap.
No, I hadn't even been on HF in a few weeks now.
Phil sent me a pretty picture of his radio. He's got a nice band scope on it. W4NGU. And this guy's on my butt too close here, so I decided to get him off of it a little bit, but he ain't doing it, so I'm not going to speed back up. If he wants to pass on the double yellow line, he's most welcome to it.
Well, don't get run over or shot out there.
Patrick, you know how that would wind up, don't you?
Like I said, just be careful.
W4DJW. I don't like people riding my bumper for no reason. I mean, extremely close with an old beat-up truck, which I don't mind that. I drove an old beat-up truck for years, but I didn't bother people with it. This guy acted like he was going to run over me or something. Going past the horse farm over here by Dave's. Well, have you learned anything in your classes that you've been taking, and when's your next one?
To get started, the first one was just getting in there and setting the expectations.
Thursday or a week?
Thursday.
Won't have much time to stop by then, will you?
No, I won't. I'll have to make a in and out Thursday.
Fine. Or the day before, so I don't know how many eggs you got, Mom. We don't know yet, Patrick. And the kids are in, they're in Alabama this morning. I can't even remember the town. But, it was a weird, weird spelling. And, they went down to Florida, to Destin, Florida, in the Panhandle, for, a little bit of a couple of days of vacation, but they went to Auburn University and someplace else had Hootie Hoot Owl for the mascots, all I know. Kennesaw, and that was in Georgia.
Gonna go on to college in one of those?
Seriously. But my daughter's not exactly bashful. She's just like her mother, pushy.
That.
No, I'm afraid that my younger daughter is my clone. But she done much the same as I did. I didn't have the money for it, but I took our daughter to several different universities before she picked one. And I guess she picked the right one. But she went to the University of Michigan. I didn't see how, because we couldn't afford it, but she made it and got her scholarships and that. But it certainly wasn't all paid for. But I think Isaac's more of a homebody. He does not want to be too many miles away from his girlfriend, I don't think.
Well, Tom, you and Miss Bernice be careful out there. I'm going to pull in here and get fuel, and I'm probably losing you right about now. So I'm going to say 73. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 73.
73's Patrick. Good to hear you this afternoon. Maybe catch you later. Wade Hampton Boulevard coming up in 0 to yard clear.